Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. My name is Stephen Mansfield and I'm thrilled that you've joined us today. For the last 2 days, we've been hearing a series from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare, and what an eye-opener it has been. You know, many of us just don't think of ourselves as being in a war, as being part of sort of an occupation force of Jesus Christ. But once that understanding comes to our minds, we really begin to live life more purposefully, maybe more martial life. In a sense, in the sense that we're taking territory that belongs to us, and we're with our band of brothers occupying until he comes. It's a powerful truth. And today we're going to continue that series, talking about one of the great and glorious themes of Scripture. There's hardly anything more inspiring than those passages of Scripture that deal with the glory of Christ's victory, how he leads his enemies in triumph, how he leads us in triumph and leads his enemies in a great parade of his victory over them, how he has changed the world through what he has done, and how we are meant to be victors and triumphant in the wake of that great victory. So we're going to be hearing about that from Derek, and then a little later in our show, we're going to be talking about a man who really did experience victory over the powers of darkness. Well, let's cut right to it now and listen to Derek's powerful teaching about spiritual warfare.
I've pictured for you two opposing kingdoms. The kingdom of God, of which we are the representatives here on earth, and the kingdom of Satan, a highly organized kingdom of evil spirit beings, persons without bodies, whose headquarters are in the heavenly realms. Yesterday, I established two main points. First, God has provided us with spiritual weapons that are appropriate to the nature of the warfare, which itself is spiritual. Second, the battlefield on which the war is being fought is the mind of humanity. Satan has built strongholds of prejudice in the minds of humanity to prevent them from receiving the truth of the gospel. It is our responsibility, with the spiritual weapons God has given us, to break down these mental strongholds and thus bring men's minds under the control of Christ instead of Satan. Today I'm going to explain the most important single fact that we need to know in order to be assured of victory in our spiritual warfare. I'm going to turn first to Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. In these verses, Paul describes what God has done for us as believers through the death of Christ on the cross on our behalf. This is what he says. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. The great essential fact which we have to lay hold of is this, and let me warn you that Satan is extremely determined that we shall not grasp this fact. He wants to keep us from understanding it because it's the key to his defeat. The fact is this: Christ has already defeated Satan and all his evil powers and authorities, totally and forever. I'm going to say that again. If you remember nothing else, remember that. Christ has already defeated Satan and all his evil powers and authorities, totally and forever. He did that through his death on the cross, through his shed blood, and through his triumphant resurrection. To understand how this was accomplished, we have to recognize Satan's primary weapon against us, and that weapon is guilt. Let me read a passage from Revelation 12:10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. Who is the accuser of the brothers? We know that's Satan. And I've already pointed out in a previous talk this week that Satan does have access to the presence of God. And one thing that he does, his chief occupation, is accusing us who believe in Jesus. Now, why does Satan accuse us? What is his objective? It can be stated in one simple phrase, to make us guilty. So long as Satan can keep us feeling guilty, we cannot defeat him. Guilt is the key to our defeat. Righteousness is the key to our victory. That's where the real basic issues lie. Now, let's see how God, through the cross, has dealt with this problem of guilt. God has dealt both with the past and with the future. He's made complete provision for both. How did God deal with the past? It's very simple. Colossians 2:13, He forgave us all our sins. Through the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf, as our representative, carrying our guilt and paying our penalty, God is now able to forgive us all our sinful acts, every sin we've ever committed, without compromising his own justice, because his justice has been satisfied by the death of Christ. The first thing we have to understand is that all our past sinful acts, no matter how many or how serious, have been forgiven when we put our faith in Jesus. Then God made provision for the future. Colossians 2:14, He canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. What is the written code? It's the law of Moses. Jesus on the cross did away with the law of Moses as the requirement for attaining righteousness with God. Now, as long as that was the requirement, every time we broke even one of the most minor requirements of the law of Moses, we were guilty before God. But when the law was taken out of the way as the requirement for achieving righteousness, then provision was made for us to live free from guilt, because our faith is reckoned to us for righteousness. Let me show you two related passages. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. That's an important statement. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Jew or Gentile, Catholic or Protestant, it makes no difference. Christ is not the end of the law as a part of God's word, or as a part of the history of Israel, or in many other aspects, but he's the end of the law as a means to achieve righteousness with God. We are not required to keep the law in order to be righteous. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin, that's Jesus, to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That's the divine exchange. Jesus was made sin with our sinfulness, that we might be made righteous with his righteousness. Once we grasp the fact that we have been made righteous with the righteousness of Christ, then the devil cannot make us feel guilty any longer. His main weapon has been taken from him. Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers by his death on the cross. He took from them their main weapon against us.
I don't ever want to forget the threefold victory of Jesus in the wilderness, on the cross, and in our lives. Stay with us. We're about not only to hear some more teaching from Derek Prince, but also about a man who overcame the powers of darkness as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
There's only one thing worse than having a deadly enemy. Having one and not knowing it. Now, in a new book from the writings of Derek Prince, you'll find one of the most comprehensive explorations of Satan's strategies and tactics you will ever read. In Lucifer Exposed, The Devil's Plan to Destroy Your Life, you'll gain powerful insights into the enemy's schemes and discover the spiritual keys to thwarting those attacks and walking in victory. This brand new book from Derek Prince will help you uncover Satan's strategic plan to destroy your life. In Lucifer Exposed, you'll find how to disarm the devil now, so you can experience success in every area. To order your copy of Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Stop his plan. Order Lucifer Exposed. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are deep in a series on spiritual warfare taught by Derek Prince. It's so important. It's so vital. I don't want to take any more time to introduce it. Let's listen now to this powerful series on spiritual warfare by Derek Prince.
Now I want to show you the outworking of Christ's victory through us. We've already seen the statement of Christ's victory in Colossians 2:15. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, that's Satan's whole evil kingdom, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Notice what a triumph is. A triumph is not actually the winning of a victory. It's the celebration of a victory that has already been won. It's the demonstration of the victory that has been won. So Jesus, through his death on the cross, demonstrated to the whole universe his victory over the entire satanic kingdom. However, Jesus won that victory not for himself. He didn't need it. He won it for us. And it's God's purpose that that victory should be worked out and demonstrated through us. Here is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, one of my favorite verses. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in his triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. No wonder Paul says, thanks be to God. You couldn't help thanking God if you really grasped the message of that verse. God always causes us to share Christ's triumph over Satan's kingdom. There are two adverbial phrases, always and in every place. That means there's no time and no place when we cannot visibly share the triumph of Christ over Satan's kingdom. And then look again in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus says through his death on the cross, he has wrested the authority out of Satan, and he's obtained it for himself, and God has vested in him all authority in heaven and earth. Then he says, therefore, go and make disciples. What's the implication of the therefore? Jesus says, I've won the authority, you go and exercise it. You go and demonstrate my victory to the whole world by fulfilling my commission. Let me conclude by making three simple statements about the victory of Jesus. First of all, in the wilderness temptation, Jesus defeated Satan on his own behalf. He met Satan, resisted his temptation, defeated him. Secondly, on the cross, Jesus defeated Satan on our behalf, not for himself, but for us. He didn't need the victory for himself. He already had it. But he won the victory. He defeated our enemy. He disarmed our enemy. He stripped him. He made a show of him openly on our behalf. Thirdly, now it is our responsibility to demonstrate and administer the victory of Jesus. That's our responsibility. Let me close by reading again that beautiful verse in 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be unto God, who always leads us in his triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Remember that, always and in every place, Christ has made victory possible for us.
You know, of all the powerful things that Derek said, he said that Satan is extremely determined that we not grasp this fact of spiritual warfare. It reminds me that we not only need to battle for the victory of Jesus as Derek is describing it, we even have to battle to understand what Derek is saying, because Satan doesn't want us to know it. We're going to hear a testimony about a man who overcame the power of darkness in just a few moments. Stay with us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The supernatural is real, but how Hollywood portrays it isn't. In his classic booklet, Expelling Demons, Derek Prince illuminates the dark side of the supernatural with the truth. Line by line, Derek reveals what the Bible says about how demons operate today and your authority over them. Now you can draw on Derek's extensive research and discover that as a Christian, you need not fear demons. In fact, it's your job to drive them out. For your free copy of Expelling Demons by Derek Prince, simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Expelling Demons is a thought-provoking booklet that tackles this controversial subject, as only Derek Prince can. Call now to order your free copy, 800-448-3261, or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host, and with me today in the studio is my dear friend, one of the producers of this show, David Holland, and he brings us all these amazing stories and testimonies of what's happening in the world. David, it's great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Stephen, and thanks for the kind words. Well, today I have the story of Dr. Achan Ayeni. Dr. Ayeni lives in Maryland now, where he's a practicing family physician and also an addiction disease specialist, but he's originally from Lagos, Nigeria. He came to the United States to do his postgraduate residency in family medicine and, of course, live the American dream. Well, in 1986, he opened a private general practice and a rehab center for treating drug addicts. And though his business was soaring, his life was crashing. It was in the midst of this growing depression that a dramatic change took place in his life, as he happened across a man on the radio who introduced Dr. Ayeni to Jesus' incredible restorative power to overcome depression and the ultimate victory over addiction for one of his patients.
Well, I was doing very well, making a lot of money, and everything was working very well, but deep down I was just not feeling happy. I still couldn't shake depression. And then a friend took me to a Pentecostal church in Atlanta. I've never seen anything like that. And then 6 months later, I was totally at the end of myself. Then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just said, go to that church that you ran away from 6 months ago. So I went back, and that day I just got saved. And on Monday morning, I was going to my office, and I turned on the radio. That time, the Holy Spirit said, that's your teacher. So I began to tune in every morning. And the amazing thing was that anytime I have a question about my life, Derek Prince would be talking about that area. And then I just began to follow him. I was slowly trying to change the way I look at medical science then and the spiritual aspect. Then this lady came to my office who had been smoking crack and was hearing voices. And around that time, I had bought some Derek Prince's tape on demonology, and I was listening to that. And then I saw the book on How to Expel Demons. So I had all those materials. I was listening to them around that time. She came back the next day, and I asked her what the voices were saying. She said they were asking her to kill herself. So because I had been reading about deliverance and I'd been reading Derek Prince's books and tapes, I laid hands on her, I prayed for her in tongues, and I also prayed in English, and I said, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off my sister and lose her and let her go. And 3 days later, those voices were gone. And so I knew then that only Jesus has the power over our forces of darkness. It strengthened my faith. Being a physician, I was very reluctant in getting into the area of deliverance. But the issue of addiction is ultimately a spiritual problem. And unless people are delivered, they cannot really get out of addiction. But those who are still out there who are struggling, I believe their Prince's method will really help them, not only because he's a good teacher, is also it gives a comprehensive teaching in the areas of character building. I believe if people that are out there that are not yet familiar with Derek Prince's teaching, I will encourage them to tune in, and I believe they will have fulfillment in their life.
That's the story of Dr. Achan Ayeni, transplanted from Africa to Atlanta, used mightily by God to help set a lot of people free.
Now, Dave, this is a powerful story, but let me again play the devil's advocate, because I'm aware that we may have some people who aren't familiar with this way of thinking. I've asked a lot of my non-Christian friends to listen to the show. You know, it sounds like we might be saying that all addiction is rooted in demons. And I think about all the forms of addiction in the world. Is that really true, or is that what we're saying as we share stories like this?
You know, Stephen, I'm not a doctor or a therapist, but I've heard too many testimonies like this of people who had experienced very little or no success in terms of treating addiction purely as a chemical or a medical problem, see miraculous results when they treated it not only as a medical problem, but also as a spiritual problem as well. I don't know if the case is that the presence of demonic powers has chemical and brain chemistry impact, or what the cause and effect relationship is there. All I know is that Dr. Iani's testimony is not an isolated one. We see it over and over and over again.
It kind of sounds like what you're saying is that the Christian approach is a holistic approach. We believe that the physical body can be chemically altered to facilitate an addiction, but we also believe that demons can have a role in this thing. And, you know, given the fact that the world seems to be moving towards a more sort of, let's include the religious and the supernatural in our therapies kind of approach, certainly in American hospitals, in a sense, the Christian view is kind of cutting edge.
Exactly right. And how significant it is that the book that really opened Dr. Iani's eyes to the spiritual component to addiction was Derek's book, They Shall Expel Demons.
You know, I guess because I do so much on the university campuses and I work in politics and so on, I'm just so aware of the criticisms of this kind of thinking. I don't mean so much criticisms as the suspicions, maybe. And so I'm always thinking with the mind of the cynic or the unsaved guy who thinks we're goofy. But what we're not saying is that addiction is all a demon, you know, that every alcoholic has a spirit and that's the end of it. We are saying, though, that there's a tremendous level of liberty. And here's this man, desperately trying to set people free and doesn't get good results until he begins to include the spiritual dynamics that Derek describes in what he's doing.
That's exactly right. And I believe many of our listeners today who have struggled with habits, areas of persistent failure in their lives, or really just the bondage of addiction, can find the same kind of help that these people have found, and Derek can help them get there.
You know, one of the things that strikes me is, why wouldn't you try this? You
know? Absolutely.
If somebody told me that putting a cup of Kool-Aid on my head would help me get free of something, I would do it.
Why,
you know, I mean,
I
would use just about anything that wasn't immoral or destructive to somebody else's life to get set free. How much more something that's in the most trusted book in the history of the world?
Absolutely. It ends thoroughly biblical and modeled by our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, that is really powerful. You're bringing us some amazing stuff, buddy.
I love it. It's fun.
Well, great to have you with us. Listen, I want those of you who are listening to continue to go deeper in these things. We're not just doing this show for entertainment. We're not doing this program just because we need to fill airspace. We want to see people set free. So log on to DerekPrince.org. You'll find all kinds of resources. You'll find audio streaming. You can listen to this show and all the previous shows on the website. You can also find out about podcasts. And by the way, we have a book on expelling demons that is a free resource for you. It's one of the great teachings by Derek Prince, and that is free and available to you. Log on the website. You'll hear more information about it on this show. You understand what we're trying to do. You understand what Derek Prince Ministries is trying to accomplish. We want to resource you to be God's change agent in the world, and that begins with you experiencing the best God has for you in your own life. Well, listen, our time is up. For David Holland, one of our producers, for me, Stephen Mansfield, and for all the people at Derek Prince Ministries, I want to thank you for being with us, and don't forget to join us tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can get a free copy of Derek's booklet, Expelling Demons, when you call. It's our gift to you for spending time with us today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or, in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online, anytime, at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.